righty. Welcome. It is Bowerly Loves on News Radio 930 WBEN. So awesome to have you with us. I know you've got a lot of choices to listen on your way home. And I appreciate those of you who check out the program on News Radio 930 WBEN between 2 and 6. Now, this congressional race is going to be very, very interesting. I said this on Friday, but I would love, absolutely love to be a fly on the wall in Mark Poloncarz's office because he wants that seat. And, of course, I don't think I'm telling tales out of school here. No big surprise that Byron Brown and Mark Poloncarz aren't exactly going to be coming to each other's barbecues anytime real soon. And, you know, the funny thing is, I mean, to be a politician, in a way, you've got to be a people person, and you kind of have to be, or at least pretend to be, a social animal sometimes. And, you know, that's how Mayor Byron Brown and I became friends. We just kept running into each other at social events and chatting a little bit here, a little bit there, then a little bit more. And, you know, once he realized that I wasn't some right-wing crazed monster, things, you know, it grew into a friendship. And I've never seen, and of course, look, does that mean that I agree with everything the mayor does or believes? No, I do not. But do I regard him as a gentleman and a friend? Yes, I absolutely do. Just always been class. But I've never seen Mark at a social event which I have attended. And it's not as though I don't attend a lot of social events because I happen to do so. And frankly, it's a big part of my life. And the mayor does. I do. Certain other bastions of Buffalo business people attend these certain events, and it's always fun to see the mayor. And I have kind of always wondered why I've just never seen Mark Poloncarz. I'm sure Mark Poloncarz gets the invites, but I don't know why he. I don't know. I mean, I know you guys. Some of you guys play hockey with him and everything else, but I just don't see him at some of the so-called, you know, big parties where everybody goes. Makes me feel like a big shot. I got him fooled. That's all that is. Anyway, it's 10 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So, talking about, actually, I'm going to introduce another unrelated topic here, but we've been talking about something that I promised you guys we'd do, or would that be, I threatened you guys I would do it, and that is the recycling of the beverage containers. As I drink right now, and again, because it is me and I take responsibility for what I say, I am drinking right now a vitamin water, zero calorie, Rise orange drink. It's not an energy drink. I'm not Joe Beamer. I can't really drink energy drinks because, hey, what's the point in taking blood pressure meds if you're also bombing yourself with caffeine? It would seem to be at cross purposes, but right here on the bottle, I get 5 cents back for every one of these bottles that I consume, meaning that on a weekly basis, I usually get $8 million back. But I'm going to be switching my drinking habits, Mrs. Bowerly. It's not fair to say she's ordered me. She has strongly suggested, because she cares about my health and my longevity, that I switch to ice water with lemon. And you know what? That's fine by me because, number one, it's a lot cheaper. And number two, it probably is a lot better in the long run to have just a big, tall water with lemons in it, freshly cut lemons. Probably a much better choice. And I'm rather fond of freshly cut lemons. And I don't really like a lot of sugar, so don't need to have sugar in it. But long story short, do you... And this is a topic we've been doing here from the beginning of the show, and I've been very pleasantly surprised with the response. Do you bring back your nickel return bottles? Do you? And look, I am kind of embarrassed to say this, but I'm a little bit lazy I don't know when exactly this happened, but I'm a little bit lazy. Think it happened during one of the many surgeries I've had. It was like, you know what? I'm going to take it easy. And you know the old saying that a body in motion stays in motion, a body at rest stays at rest. Yeah, I'm probably a living example of that, but I'm not a big fan of taking back the returnable bottles because I don't like to go into the place, and it's a perfectly fine place. This is a me problem. It's not a them problem. It's a perfectly fine place. So what I usually do is I usually save up, oh, I don't know, 6 or 7 bags of recyclable bottles, and then I bring them to the recycle place. And by the time I'm through cleaning off the seats from the basement dust and bringing the bottles back and getting my clothes de-stickified, sometimes I wonder, is it really worth it for 20 or $25. I think the most I've gotten back is $27. And I think that was after an entire winter's worth of stocking up on bottles and cans and plastic bottles that I should have taken back. Do you return your bottles? Yay or nay? And if they raised it to a 10% refundable deposit, would you be more likely to bring back the bottle? And as much as I don't enjoy it, as much as I consider it to be, what do I like to say, an onerous task, you know, in Deadwood, Al Swearengen says, sometimes life seems to be one vile task after another. He might have inserted a certain word in there. And to me, the bottle return is one of those, just one of those vile tasks. I don't like doing it, even though the people at the place I go to are super friendly and super nice and very accommodating. And it's no matter how careful you are when you bring back a bag of recyclable bottles, you always end up dropping 5 bottles. It's a law of physics. 5 bottles per big garbage bag onto the floor after you empty them onto the shelf in front of you. It never fails. Oh, and one of the things I learned last time is they really appreciate it if you separate the glass yourself. And I can understand why, because I bet a lot of people go to the recycle place and you've got broken bottles and nobody needs to cut their hand. And I wouldn't want to put them at risk for that. Usually didn't have glass bottles that I would bring back until I started doing Mexican Coke, which I like to say to shock people, because you're thinking to yourself, Mexican, did he just say what I, yes, it's Coca-Cola made in Mexico with cane sugar. And all I can tell you is, and I don't get paid for this, it tastes like the Coca-Cola that we had when we were kids. Today's Coca-Cola, to me, does not taste like the Coca-Cola of yesteryear, except for the stuff made in Mexico. But I try now to keep it all separated and in its original container for the benefit of the person who is receiving it at the return redemption center, because I don't want anybody to get hurt on one of my bottles. That would be nasty. There's no reason for it. But anyway, do you return the bottles? Do you do that? And 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I think the funniest text I've got off the air today, my darling wife was joking about, actually, she wasn't joking about this at all. $20, Tom, that's half a tank of gas or a small beverage at Newark Airport. We both have the same opinion of Newark Airport. We're not fans of Newark Airport. So a little inside joke, but if you've ever flown through Newark, maybe you can relate to that as well. And you know, I don't get hangry. Some people get hangry where when you get hungry, you also become very angry, otherwise known as hangry. I don't get that, but I get the equivalent of thirsty. When I start to dehydrate, I become nasty, and I'm not proud of it. I'm just telling you, when I need to have a drink. And I'm talking about non-alcoholic drink. When I need a drink, I need a drink. And believe me, after walking 18 miles through Newark Airport in 20 minutes, I needed a drink. The shirt was absolutely drenched that I was wearing. I don't think I had an ounce of water in me that wasn't on my shirt, and I needed something to drink in the worst way. And you know the story if you listen to the show. I sit down at the bar, and it was one of these places where even though the guy was standing right in front of me, and all I had to do physically was say, yes, I'd like a bottle of Pellegrino water, please. But now, oh no, I had to scan it onto my phone, enter my credit card information into the phone, and it was like a purchase which should have taken 15 to 20 seconds ended up taking 5 minutes by the time it was completed, and I was so thirsty, and it was a giant bottle of Pellegrino. And I can't really complain about the price because it was a big bottle of Pellegrino, and I finished that bad boy off in I would say probably 20 or 30 seconds. It was gone. And then, of course, you know what happens right after that. Your body says, oh, thank you for the hydration. Let me pour this onto your shirt as well. You ever heard of hyperhidrosis? Okay, that's what I get sometimes. Nobody knows why, but I will sweat like there's no tomorrow. Jeez, I hope you guys aren't going to dinner right now. But, yeah, hey, you do it too sometimes, I'm quite sure. But it is rather on the embarrassing side. So do you return your returnable bottles for your 5 cent per bottle refund, or do you just keep them lurking around your house? And my problem is, and again, it's a me problem. It's not a them problem. I usually save up until I've got about, well, a minimum of 4 bags. But sometimes that grows to 8 bags. And it's kind of annoying to try to fit 8 big garbage bags into my teeny tiny little car and go to the recycling place. Not my favorite thing to do. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. But Mrs. Bowerly, do not worry because henceforth I shall be in charge of returning all of the bottles despite my dislike of that task. I will take care of that as my chore, and I hope that you appreciate that dedication to our marriage. That's what it's all about. It's all about who brings back the bottles. Let's go to the calls on WBEN, and it's Larry on a cell phone. Larry, thanks for calling, sir. You're on WBEN.
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. I just throw this out there. You know, my wife, good wife that she is, brings the bottles of cans back in her car, so she gets the sticky tire problem. But there's plenty of places you can go, and the returnables are recycled properly, but the donation, your money goes to a donation you can donate. So we donate to the SPCA by bringing our bottles and cans to one of the places. I don't know if I can mention a business name, but we go to one place and they're able to direct our deposit money refund towards a donation to the SPCA. I think that's pretty cool.
And are you able to get a receipt for your donation?
You do. Yeah, you get a little receipt. But, you know, what it is like you mentioned, a whole winter's worth is $27. It doesn't mean much. But I think everybody's, you know, $325 going to, a nonprofit like that makes a difference.
Well, you know, I would have absolutely no problem doing it that way. What is the name of the business? I'm going to give you permission to name the business.
Yeah, it's just Consumers Beverage. And,
okay.
I just saw the poster hanging on the wall that all, if you want, you can direct your donations direct to the SPCA. They handle it. So,
I'll do that from now on.
There. And it's pretty painless. You just give them to them in a big bag, and they take
As long as they get the receipt for Uncle Sam, we're good to go on that. And frankly, the SPCA serving Erie County gets very high marks in every charity ranking service that is out there. Gina Latuca, a very dear friend of mine, along with her husband Joel. And as far as I'm concerned, you can't go wrong donating to the SPCA serving Erie County.
Thank you.
Is that all you wanted to say?
That was the point I'd like to make. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you did. Thank you very much. You know, that's where I go. I mentioned down the street from Charlie the Butcher's. That's really hard to figure out, right? And I said consumer's beverage. But actually, I guess I'll do that from now on because, you know, that's one of the charities to which I donate. And when I was selling the merchandise, and maybe we'll bring that back. I think there's still some left over. I think half of the proceeds went to the SPCA serving Erie County, and they were very grateful for it. And I believe we are doing the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County again this year in December. So I shall look forward to that as well. It's always good to talk to Gina and all of her coworkers at the SPCA serving Erie County. Gina's dad, Fred, and mom, Joanne, they take part in it. Joel puts hours into raising money as well for the SPCA, so it's kind of like a family affair. It's and you will not meet nicer people than the Brownings or Gina Latuca or her husband Joel. Just great, great people. It is 5:26 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Lots more coming up in the remaining half hour of the show, and I did say half hour of the show on News Radio 930 WBEN. And if you listen really carefully, sometimes I'll say "can't" instead of "can't." Trying to lose that Buffalo accent, however much I might love being a Buffalonian, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, Sanford Townsend Band. I can name that song in one note. Anyway, it's Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, we're talking about the situation with the returnable bottles, and there is some discussion in Albany about increasing your refundable bottle fee from 5 cents to 10 cents, and I do not understand the logic behind why some things are recyclable and others are not. Like I mentioned, the big plastic container of orange juice I basically wolfed down during the program today. It's not refundable, yet these little tiny plastic bottles are refundable, and even the used shorties for booze are refundable. Believe it or not, they were kind of surprised at the return plays. I said, no, it says right here, 5 cents, New York. Here's Dan in Lakewood. Dan, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Tom. See how I held on to the break for you?
Dan, that's because you are a great human being, and it's because you also send me videos of porcupines. I love your porcupine videos. I never want to come face-to-face with a porcupine, but your videos are great.
They don't shoot the quills like some people think. They won't mess with you if you don't mess with them.
I think they're the cutest. They are just the cutest little things.
Oh, their faces are adorable. Anyway, recycling. I'm all for 10 cents more. I mean, ever since marijuana has become illegal, the trash divers and stuff, they need a little more income. They can't sell the weed on the street. So I'd say, yeah, raise the 10%, raise it to 10%, give the people who turn them in a little bit more money for their efforts. I don't want to deal with them. I don't like the space they take up. I don't like that they're dirty. I would be happy to bag them up. And in fact, that's what I got. That's what I do now. One bag at a time. When the bag is full and it's a clear bag, I put it out with the trash clear, and someone in the neighborhood picks them up. That's my solution. But everything should have a deposit on it. If we're being serious about the environment, put 10 cents on the milk jugs, put 10 cents on the iced tea, put 10 cents on the Gatorade, et cetera, right down the line. But again,
poor Gatorade's taking a hit today. A lot of people have brought that up as something that is not refundable, and some of the energy drinks are not refundable. And if they're going to revamp the deposit law, I know sometimes I screw up and I say 5%, 10% when I really mean 5 cents per unit, 10 cents per unit. So forgive my misspeaking as I have frequently today. And I do thank everybody for the corrections on that. But the you guys are like the Department of Corrections on the program, which I actually do appreciate. But the If they're going to redo the law and increase the fee we have to pay up front, I hope that they revisit things such as the drinks you mentioned and containers like mouthwash. There's no reason why a mouthwash container, which is all plastic, whether it's Crest or Scope or Listerine, why wouldn't we have to pay a refundable deposit on that and turn that in? If it's really all about the environment, it doesn't make sense. Now, when that law was written, as I recall, Listerine came in glass bottles.
Right. And you know what? As far as, you know, glass, plastic, cans, whatever. I mean, so I've got a can crusher just, you know, so it's not for, you know, returnables or anything like that. But what it does is it reduces the space. So after I'm done with my, you know, my string beans or whatever it is that comes in a can or whatever, I put it in this device and I just crush it. And it goes with the other metal, and then eventually it gets to the recycling. But it sure takes up a lot less space. And what's to say that, you know, we couldn't, you know, do it by the pound or something, you know? A pound of plastic, a pound of glass, or a pound of metal. Who cares, you know? Just let's get this stuff out of the landfills and incentivize people to do what they can to keep it out of the landfills. And if that takes 10 cents, great. And if it means putting it in a clear plastic bag on the curb so that someone who would do that sort of thing, I'm just too busy to, you know, I love the consumer's idea of being able to donate the stuff, but I still got to, you know, fill my car with three bags of, you know, drippy bottles and cans that I don't want on the back seat and go inside and, you know, always end up with it on you. And, you know, I just want to drop it off or have someone pick it up. I'm lazy.
No, you're not lazy. I mean, the guy who built the rock garden at my house and who single-handedly takes care of the morning glory at my house, you, sir, are not lazy. And not only that, but you also eliminated the bishop's weed from my house, which had thrown me. I don't forget these things. You worked miracles. Of course, I've noticed that the birds now have 18 wings on them where you sprayed, but, you know, these are the prices we pay.
They don't have 18 wings. Yeah, but that bishop weed.
Like,
yeah, I know you were joking, but you said you were going to sell the house. I'm like, oh, this is, he's going about it all wrong.
No, I'm. It's got to. I mean, at some point, it's going to be sold.
This was a couple years ago. You had said you were paying a kid to pull the weeds, and you were going to sell the house. you're pulling the weeds. You got to kill them.
Yeah, well, you guys were able to do it, and I don't mean to get too inside baseball here, but folks, if you ever have Bishop's weed, all I can tell you is it is some of the nastiest, most persistent stuff to get out, and to this day, I do not know exactly what Dan and John did to eliminate the Bishop's weed, but whatever they did for the Bishop's weed, I really wish they'd do with the morning glory, because that morning glory, what I call strangle vine, that's just plain evil. Evil.
I know you hate it. Listen, the Bishop's weed grows underground and it has rhizomes, so we were able to kill that dead. But the morning glories, those are seeds. They're brought in from the birds. The birds go into that into your bushes. They poop and the seeds are there. And we just got, all we can do is chase them.
Yeah, well, it's a lovely visual around dinner time. I thank you. Oh, Dan, real quickly, I got to ask you this. You notice wildlife. You've got a dog that notices wildlife like your porcupines. A bear this year. How are you doing on the bear front?
So I've not seen them in person. I've had a couple on camera. My neighbors had one climb up an apple tree and eat the grapes that were growing into the apple tree. And so they're around. But I personally haven't seen one and not sure I'd do anything about it if I did.
No, what are you going to do? It's going to do bear stuff. But have you ever seen, I forget the cats that we have around here, and they're not mountain lions. Oh,
no, we got the bobcats out here.
The bobcats. And you've actually seen the bobcats?
I've seen the bobcats. I mean, I have seen bear in the woods, just not this particular, this fall, this season.
Well, at some point we got to do the show again, Close Encounters with Wildlife, because one of my neighbors showed me, there I am eating my lunch at Sorrentino's because I'm a creature of habit, and one of my neighbors from a couple streets down had said, hey, I had a giant coyote in my driveway in the daytime, And I said, do you have a picture? He said, no, but the next time I come in, I'll bring it. So he showed it to me on Friday. This has got to be the biggest coyote I've ever seen. And all I could think of, well, I think back to what the other Joel from the SPCA serving Erie County, the wildlife expert at one point, what he said, that nature abhors a vacuum. And we have more deer than you can shake a stick at in the village of Williamsville. So naturally, the coyotes, you know, they text each other with their coyote paws, and they say, hey, plenty of good eating in Williamsville, and I think they're taking care of some of the deer.
Well, they certainly will take out some of the fawns, but they'll also go for the rabbits, your chipmunks, squirrels, voles. You know, they'll eat all the critters. You know, they're pretty prolific as far as you know, their reproduction stuff. They'll fill a vacuum, like you say, and they'll take the numbers down if there aren't alternative methods. You need an apex predator. There are none. Coyotes taking its place. It's just the way nature works.
Well, I'll tell you, it was, I mean, what I worry about mostly is people's dogs and cats. I've told my kids, don't ever let the dogs out unless you are eyes on at all times, because daytime, nighttime, coyotes are not only around, they're just a couple of streets over, and I would hate to see anything happen to your little puppy.
Yeah, they will challenge anything smaller than them. They would probably run from anything their size equal or greater. You know, so my dog is 60 pounds. Typical coyote go maybe about 40. But they would certainly take out, you know, any cats or smaller dogs for sure if given the opportunity, you know.
Well, Dan, I just, you know, I would beat the hell out of a coyote. I got this. A bear, I'm not sure.
I'll tell you what, I would jump in between my dog and a coyote too. She's had my back, I'd have to have hers. It's just the deal we made.
All right, Dan, thanks a lot,
buddy.
Good to hear from you.
All right, a little off topic, but good talk with you. We'll see.
Yep. Always a pleasure. Dan can be off topic all he wants. He's a great, great guy. And his dog, by the way, has done a lot of great rescue, search and rescue work for various law enforcement places. Here's Tim in Lackawanna. Tim, you're on WBEN. The refundable bottle deposits, do you bother?
Tim, this is Tim from Lackawanna. I am a redemption center owner. Actually, it's in Cheektowaga, but I live in Lackawanna. And one of the reasons why they want to raise the deposit to 10 cents is to give us a raise. Currently, we make 3.5 cents per empty that comes in, but that's remained constant since 2009, okay? Now, the minimum wage has gone up, 10 or 11 times since 2009? It's about 14, 15 years now. And our rate of pay has remained the same. It's governed by New York State. There are a few bills floating around in Albany right now to try and increase that, along with the additional nickel deposit, plus adding things like Gatorade and Powerade and those things for redemption. So, yeah, definitely I'm all in favor of raising that up to a dime. And, you know, it's self-serving. It gives me an additional money in my pocket because I am an owner.
What are your expenses like as far as employees, or are you mostly mechanized like the other fellow from Hamburg?
Oh, no. We count them by hand. I have, there's myself and one other employee who we're paying minimum wage to. Can't really afford anything more than that. I have utilities, you know, gas, electric, rent. I do a lot of pickups in the area, so there's gas, insurance I have to have. You know, everything that goes along with having an employee and having a business. It's you know, just like I'm a manufacturer of something, except I give money to people who come in.
Indeed. So part of the reason they want to increase the deposit on beverages is so you can get more money per unit. And what's the latest on that? Because I know they were talking about it in Albany, but presumably you've got greater insight because you're into the business than do I.
Yeah. Like I said, right now there are a couple of different bills that are floating around over there. We want to get a standalone right now for a standalone bill that would just increase our handling fee and the deposit. Hopefully they'll get something going when they get back in session. in January. That's our hope.
I can't believe the interest in this whole returnable beverage deposit container situation. And Tim owns a redemption center, and he had some information that he was going to share with us, and then I had to break. So, Tim, go ahead.
Okay, Tom. First of all, since 2009, there were approximately 1,300 to 1,400 redemption centers across New York State. As of right now, we have just a shade over 1,000. They've been closing left and right, mainly because of all, you know, inflationary things that are going on right now. But like I said, we haven't received a raise since 2009, and, you know, we just can't afford to stay in business. Now, the other thing is New York State collects a huge, huge portion of I think the last figure I saw, they collect 75% of all unredeemed bottles in New York State, the deposit. So this would probably make more people return their bottles and cans because they are paying a dime, but and New York State doesn't want that to happen. They want to keep the status quo on this, but because they would, that more people would return them, so therefore they would get, you know, they would keep less of the money that gets for deposits.
Interesting. Interesting. When are you expecting some resolution on this where you're concerned?
Like I said, hopefully when they go back in session in January, they're going to take this up. We've had a strong lobbying effort over the course of the past 7 or 8 months. There was a hearing about 3 weeks ago in Albany with one of our representatives from the bottle redemption industry, and she had some very good talking points that she presented, along with other people from other, you know, recycling groups, environmental groups, so on and so forth. And it looks like this time we might get some action on this. Hopefully we'll get the raise and it'll go into effect in a relatively short time.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the public's reaction to this situation is going to be. We got some sense of it today with the people who not only collect cans and bring them back, but also who accept these cans. We've heard from three or four people such as yourself with the redemption centers. I thank you very, very much. Hey, real quickly, what did COVID do to people returning bottles and cans?
Oh, it was a boon to us because we were allowed to stay open from the state, and because people stayed home and they were drinking and the supermarkets were limiting the amount of people who go into the machines and consumers places like that, they weren't accepting any at all. So my business was just booming all through COVID.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. My friends, okay. I apologize, but that time has come. My favorite time of the day during the week is the time I spend with you, and today was kind of a quickie, or so it seemed. We'll have good stuff for you tomorrow. We've got a whole bunch of topics that didn't even have a chance to get to today, so that's always a good thing. I want to thank Tanner Saunders behind the glass for magnificent work. He pitched a perfect game today. Ought to be commended for that, not condemned, but commended for what he's done. Phenomenal work. Stay tuned because Buffalo's Evening News with Tom Puckett is coming up from 6 until 7. We have Buffalo Broadcast Hall of Famer Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski with Buffalo's Evening with A New Morning coming up from 5 until 9. BMAZ, Brian Mazurowski, and Beamer, Joe Beamer, 9 to 10. And then David Bellavia, 10 until 2. And then I drive the whole thing into the rocks from 2 until 6 every day with an incredibly startling display of consistently mediocre radio. You're welcome, by the way. Take it easy, and we will talk to you tomorrow, hopefully after a Bills win on WBEN.